Hitler's doubles at a glance. 1. The Berlin Chancellery. Hitler's head office was the Berlin Executive Mansion that also served as the Führer's official residence. The first known Chancellery doppelganger was the SS founder Julius Schreck, who also served as the Führer's chauffeur. Schreck's death was reported on May 16, 1936. However, diverse details of his death speciously disagreed. At the fall of Berlin, a Hitler double corpse was discovered in the Berlin ruins. The double was a chancellery cook, according to a witness. In 1936, Max Schreck, a German actor known for his role in the 1922 vampire movie Nosferatu, died in a Munich hospital of a heart attack. Was Schreck buried in 1936 at Munich's Grafelfing Cemetery? 2. The Alpine Berghof. The most famous house in Berchtesgaden was Hitler's Berghof, formerly Haus Wachenfeld, his home in the Obersalzberg of the Bavarian Alps. A lot of important people from all over Europe came here to visit Hitler at his vacation residence. The Berghof doppelganger was the Bohemian actor Gustav Weller. Martin Bormann introduced Weller to the Führer at the Berghof and protected Weller in Munich. Some reports said Weller was executed by a gunshot to the forehead in an attempt to confuse the Allied troops when Berlin was taken. The corpse was photographed and filmed by the Soviets. However, the British surgeon W. Hugh Thomas reported that Allied troops found Gustav Weller alive after the war and interviewed him following Hitler's death. 3. The East Prussian Wolf's Lair. Adolf Hitler's Wolf's Lair headquarters near the small East Prussian town of Rasenberg was the most important Nazi command post building during World War II. The Wolf's Lair doppelganger was the stenographer Heinrich Berger, who died after a bomb blew off his legs when Colonel Klaus von Stauffenberg made a failed attempt to assassinate Adolf Hitler. The Nazi forces destroyed the Wolf's Lair as they retreated in early 1945. The Führer allegedly spent nearly half of World War II here. Time magazine wrote that Hitler's double at the Wolf's Lair was Heinrich Bergner. 4. The Roaming Support Double. The roving double was a support look-alike that appeared in all places required. Aleister Crowley drew notice to the fact that he served as a British intelligence double agent and referred to Adolf Hitler as his magic child or extension of Crowley's own psyche. Quaker Ale Brewery Air Crowley gained notoriety during the US Prohibition, impersonated famous people, including Churchill, and wrote that at his birth, a few hair strands on his chest formed into a swastika. Yet more significantly, Satanist Aleister Crowley was an editorial con artist of George Sylvester Viereck, designated by the Jewish press as the soul of Hitler propaganda in the U.S. 5. The real Adolf Hitler, born on April 20, 1889, at Braunau am Inn, in Austria-Hungary, Adolf Hitler worked as a landscape painter. At the end of World War I, Corporal Hitler was taken to Pazewalk Military Hospital after exposure to mustard gas. Following treatment by neuropsychologist Dr. Edmund Forster, Hitler expressed a fanatical desire to destroy the Jews and dominate the world. During World War II, the ailing leader spent nearly all of his period of influence in a cavernous bunker where he directed lightning war tactics under rancorous settings. When his furious undertakings failed, Hitler decided to finish his life in his dugout headquarters. On May 4, 1945, Russian troops discovered the real Adolf Hitler's burnt remains in a garden waste site near the Berlin Führer bunker. 6. The Argentina Rescue. After the reported bunker suicide of Adolf Hitler, eyewitness accounts surfaced of the Nazi Führer in Argentina. Architect of the Holocaust Adolf Eichmann and infamous Auschwitz Dr. Joseph Mengele were among those who took flight to South America. As word of the Führer's alleged escape to South America mounted, some observers hoped to spot a deceiving despot coming out of Argentina, surrounded by fugitive German officers. Few anticipated that the defiant persona could be a pseudo-Disney. Disney Productions published a news announcement that a fraudulent Walt Disney Mundo S.A., based in Argentina, had duped millions of dollars from investors. Why did a once penniless cartoon artist go to South America, get access to Nazi space-age technology and show off German former SS officers in children's TV shows?